We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97 won the ticket. The Jamie and Stoney Show, joined by Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh. Jim, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
We are great. All the conversation around the Michigan football team is beyond next week, the week after, maybe the week after that. How do you keep it on this week on Indiana? Is that I know it's easy for you. Is it easy to convince 18 to 20-year-olds to focus on this week, this game?
Yeah, our guys have really been a focus group the entire season, and they work hard at practice. They're told by their coaches to keep what's important now, and that acronym WIN is the right way to go. And there's other factors too. One, we've been watching Indiana throughout the season as we play other teams and get ready for other teams. You see the Indiana team play, and they're good, really good. They score a lot of points on offense. They're really good on defense. And we've had three competitive games with them.
Yeah.
Three for three the last 3 years, two overtimes and a 10-point game here in Ann Arbor. So we know we got a big challenge this week.
And the fact that they have not won here since 1967, it's 22 straight, that means nothing, especially when you mentioned they're running it. Stevie Scott, for a freshman, that guy's really good.
Really good, really good. And good quarterback, receivers, big, tall receivers that can go downfield and get the ball. And, they've always played well in the lines. And this year's no exception. Very athletic linebackers. I like their safeties, too. They're good players. One with a lot of experience and the other redshirt freshman. But they're good. There's no doubt about it. So, I think when you start throwing those, is the team thinking ahead, or the statistic of winning here? That's you accuse coaches of coach speak,
right?
And that's accused the media of media speak. that those things just aren't relevant when preparing for a big game, and that's what this is, big game.
We've asked you about individual players a lot during the season. I feel like one player we've glossed over, and I will say glossed over, is Caron Higdon, who has, I think, quietly, if I can say that fairly, had a 1,000-yard season, a streak of 100-yard games. We've talked about the offensive line. We've talked about Shea. What has Caron meant to this offense this year? And I guess, how proud are you of him for coming back this year and really putting a stellar senior season together?
Well, so happy for him. That seven straight 100-yard games, I think he was the only back in the country to do that. And he's really run the ball well. He's the kind of back that will, if it's blocked for 2 yards, he'll get you four. Consistently, if it's a blocked for no yards, he'll get you two. And he's also been uncanny with breaking the big long ones too,
yeah.
The 50 yard pluses. He's done that so many times in his career, and for a back to have a 50 yard run is so uncommon. It just doesn't happen very often. it hasn't happened against our defense very often, and Caron's had a real penchant for coming out of a pack, coming out of a group of bodies and breaking off a really long run. And his pass protection's really, really improved. He's catching the ball out of the backfield. He's really improved his game. Physically, he had a great off season. And, he's one of those guys on that team. When I say our guys are focused and they work tremendously hard, he's a captain for a reason. He does all those things and sets a great example.
And he's with you all 4 years. Saturday is going to be the last game a lot of these players are going to play on the field. Can you talk about what it means to you as a coach, especially the guys who have been that you actually recruited? There's a few fifth years and grad students too, but this is the first of your class that you recruited all 4 years. What's that going to mean for you going when they walk on that field for the last time?
I'm sure it's going to be that'll be a nostalgic moment. I mean, it always is. I mean, it kind of doesn't really hit you till after the game's over, you know, when you're walking up that tunnel with the guys for the last time. I know that's how I felt when I was a player. And, I hope that, hope and pray and working really hard right now have them have the experience of a win. My experience was of a loss in my last home game at Michigan to Minnesota. So, this is we're going down toward the finish line, so to speak, and you just don't want to hit the snooze button. This is time to be up and at it, and everybody doing everything that they possibly can to put our team in the position for success. And our coaches are doing that, our players are doing that, and that's our mindset.
We're talking to Jim Harbaugh here on 97.1 The Ticket. Along those lines, how much fun is it right now inside this building? I mean, yeah, it's football, you're in midseason, all that, but at the same time, obviously, you're having a heck of a year. There's a lot still to play for. Is it more enjoyable than maybe it was the last couple of years?
We had a day yesterday that was great. Our funnest, our best practice with all the guys that don't play in the games. We had our Monday practice and Monday scrimmage, and all those guys were just so into it, and some had their best days. Chuck Filiaga had his best. I mean, he looked like Mikey Potty. We're all gathered up there at the end, and that was good, guys, wasn't it? That was fun. That was felt fun as a coach to whenever you're with a team and it's later in the season and everybody's still into it and really trying hard to improve and making the decision to have good meetings and have good practices. Yeah, that's fun.
We talked about the running game. The passing game seems week by week, little by little, getting better. Different, an Oliver Martin sighting on Saturday. He had a really good game. Do you feel good about that the passing game has been expanding and been much more successful than it was earlier on?
I really feel like the passing game has been good, really good, the entire year, really consistently good. I mean, would Exhibit A offer – the receivers are catching the ball. There's been maybe three or four drops the entire season. And that's the tight ends. That's the receivers. That's the backs all combined are catching the football. Quarterback is throwing the ball extremely accurate. Exhibit B all season. I think he's gone over 120 straight passes without an interception. He's only thrown three interceptions on the year and 17 touchdown passes. Completing up near the high 60s in his completion percentage. I tell you what, the protection this past week was really good. I think Shea does what you ask him to do and does it really well. And some weeks it's more with his legs and running the ball and picking up first downs. But every week he's contributed. Throwing the football, throwing it accurately, and we've gotten big plays and third down conversions. I think it's been consistently good.
You talked a lot about Shea in your press conference on Monday, and one of the things you mentioned was what you just said to us: three interceptions all season long. Is he taking enough chances? I mean, do you want to see him take more chances? He's playing very well, obviously, but with just three interceptions, is he just that accurate of a thrower, or is he just making the safe throw every single time?
No, I mean, he's pushing it downfield. I mean, there was, there was the plays he made out of the pocket, that he's made out of the pocket this entire year and accurate from there. He's completing darn near 70% of his passes. What do you want him to do? You know?
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm saying, as a coach, are you ever saying, no, 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 oh, great? Or is every pass he throws, you're happy with the decisions he's making?
Well, there was, there was definitely, I found myself saying that early in the game when he was rolling out to his right and he hit Donovan for a first down. It was a third down play. I mean, it was a tight window on the sideline, and he's on a full speed run and, looked like a shortstop making a throw. And I knew that was going to be tight, and he put it in the tightest, window you can put it in. I mean, that was taking a chance. And another time he rolled into his left and, he just flipped his hips back and threw it across his body back into the field, and Donovan was wide open. And then another one, he's back there buying time and throws it to Oliver Martin. I mean, that was a, that was a scary deal. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it had to be thrown in the exact perfect spot. So, yeah, I would say it's I have a lot of trust in him. I'm not going, oh, my God, what's he doing out there? Ever. I don't ever have that feeling.
Yeah.
Everybody trusts him. And so he's playing the game. He's not there's no shackles or handcuffs on him. Or
no throw he's afraid to make.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
The other day we were talking about the way it's going to come up with the Big Ten championship game. Northwestern's obviously already clinched the West. And Jamie said, don't you think we should realign the Big Ten? If you were Jim Delaney or had the power, do you like the Big Ten the way it's set up, or how would you do it differently?
I don't know. I'm just really thinking about Indiana.
Okay.
Winning this game.
Can we ask you about that in the offseason?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Jim, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck against Indiana.
Okay, thanks a lot.
There he is. Jim Harbaugh joining us here, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.